Hello, everybody. Welcome to Spankwagon Radio. Tonight, the topics may range from bad judgment calls on pregnancy and why people need chastity belts to bullshit politics, then a little bit of tattoo pain. And as always, there's probably going to be some boobies. I'm Ginger, your stewed, screwed, and tattooed co-host with Trencher and Murphy. Now, do you need a doctor?
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you?
Porno!
Well, later.
You never brought me my porno.
You know why? Well, I'm having problems burning your porno, okay?
I'm just going to go
to
my
Whoa, can I go to your girls to get it too? Please?
They'll be there tonight.
Where would you be speaking of, Ginger?
Oh, yeah.
MJ's.
That's right, boys and girls.
Is tonight.
Yeah, tonight, MJ's, be there.
Las Vegas. If anybody's local Vegas, it's the old Boston. That's all we got to say. The old Boston.
No, you know what? That's bullshit. Because there are so many people that I say the old Boston, and they say, which one? Okay, if I'm saying the word old, usually that means the
I think
first
I did that last week, though, too. I think yep. I did that last
Everybody's
week, too.
Been doing
we
that
had this
me.
Exact conversation.
It drives
well,
me
we
nuts.
Did have it off the air, though. That's the difference.
Oh, did we? I
yeah,
can't
I think
remember.
We had it off the air. See, here's... Here's the problem. I know the old Boston, but I also know that the Boston went away again.
Yeah.
So now there's two old Bostons.
Yeah, that's true. But still, so, the old Boston come on, lecture
me.
Out of two. Fuck you.
Redheaded bitch.
Now
come
that,
on, let's
you know
go.
What, asshole? I sat through 3.5 hours of pain last night, and I'm a little cranky.
A little?
Because people
a fucking
keep trying
little?
To tell me what to do.
Oh, I can tell you what to do, but you may not like it.
You're not going to tell me what to do.
I'll tell you what to do.
No.
And I won't even hold your ears.
He won't even touch your bangs.
Oh, I can't promise that.
Oh, well, I was trying.
Don't touch my bangs. They're helmeted quite well tonight.
You know, I'm noticing, though, they've got kind of the widow's peak going on.
They're
this is
supposed
new.
To. No. They're supposed to. I've just been fighting with it lately.
How do you fight with your bangs?
Wind in Las Vegas. That's all I need to say.
What does Steve Wynn have to do with your bangs?
Wind.
Oh, wind.
W-I-N-D. Steve Wynn, isn't he like, blind or something nowadays?
He's blind and puts his elbows through million-dollar paintings, so.
That would be rad.
You know, anyone else remember when Steve Wynn was completely drunk the night they opened Treasure Island?
Is that the one he tripped over the stroller?
I don't know if he tripped over a stroller, but I remember him being on TV, being drunk off his ass, shouting at the captain of the Britannica to launch the cannon.
To blow up the dunes.
Yeah, he was just bombed out of his mind. It was fantastic.
I don't remember that. I watched that.
That was a couple of years before my time here.
No. I was in the Rio watching it, or in one of the hotels watching that.
That's cool.
But I don't...
Were you by chance in the dunes? Oh, fuck!
No, I was in the hotel because the glass shook.
Oh.
I was in high school and I brought a date. I remember that. Because we had a hotel.
You know, you got to love it. Out here in Vegas, your high schoolers have dates at the casinos.
Fantastic.
No, well,
where's prom? MGM Grand.
No. My grandma used to be the head of food and beverage. She was there since it opened until she passed away.
Can I ask a question? I'm not local Vegas, but you guys pretty much are. Where did you have your prom at?
I didn't go.
Okay, but where was it at? I don't care if you went.
I don't know.
The junior prom for us was at Cashman Field in the restaurant. Above the field.
Above the field. Oh,
yeah.
That's
no, it was shitty.
Weird. That's
usually
small.
Like Green Valley, or no, the Vegas Academy's prom.
You went to the arts
no,
high school?
I went to Bonanza, but I'm trying to remember where other people's proms were. There's an old
building.
Chris, there's an old building on Charleston, an old white building that looks very...
Huntridge?
Huntridge? No. It's
an old white building.
It's off of Charleston. It's on one of the housing side streets, all the old development south of Las Vegas. I'm sorry, east of Las Vegas Boulevard. And it's like a ballroom. It's a house that they converted from the 20s or 30s or beautiful.
I'd have to know where in Charleston, really, like what side street. Maybe I'd know what it is.
It's on the south side of Charleston.
Okay.
In one of the old housing streets. Like, it's like 8th or 7th or some shit.
In other words, okay, so it's
not on the law side across the street.
Right, but it's but it's on Charleston.
No, it's on a side street off Charleston.
Then I don't know.
Yeah.
All right.
Anywho.
All right. Here's how it works, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. We are someone.
Spankwagon Radio.
Thank you. We want everyone to play along. We love the interaction of our listeners. We're noticing the chat room is starting to fill up. As a matter of fact, if you want to join our chat room, you're listening to us live, go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat link.
You'll see my new tattoo.
Yeah. We'll profile your new tattoo tonight. It'll give you the cam so you can see all of our fat asses in the studio. And also,
thank you. Excuse me, what?
Yeah. So
speak for yourself, Tubby.
I already do. So all three of my chins. Anyhow, you can watch us on the cam or you can chat with us live in the chat room. We love the interaction. We got a little bit of news this week. After last week, we picked up a new syndicate.
Woohoo!
So that's cool. We'll get to them in a minute. Also, we want people to call in and talk to us. Anything we're talking about, anything you want to talk about. The only request that we do have, make it interesting.
I would just like to say the most interesting thing I've read in quite a while is sitting in our chat room right now. Apparently, Rosie's own pussy produces its own nacho cheese.
Hi, chat room. I wish I was in there tonight. Oh, wait. Can't I hook up this computer?
Yeah, where's your laptop?
Last week she forgot the charger. This week she brought the charger but forgot the laptop.
No, nice. I didn't want to bring it this time because I get too ADD.
So anyhow, we want you guys to join along. The phone number to give us a call, toll free, 1-866-587-6257. If you're more literate than we are, it's 1-866-LV-ROCKS, LVROCKS. So don't hesitate to give us a call anytime during the show. Except during the breaks. We'll just kind of laugh at you and say, fucking listen to the music. What was I going with? Oh, yeah. So one request I do have. I'd love to hear, because we always like talking to our, we always love talking to our new syndicate. So if we can get someone, new syndicate started last week. They've been listening for a while, but they kind of officially jumped onto the Spank Wagon last week.
The Spank Wagon Bandwagon?
The Spank Wagon Bandwagon. Showdown.net. So we have a brand new syndicate. I'd love to hear from them, so maybe they can give me a call. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. Love to talk to you guys.
Why is the computer telling me no signal?
Because if you open up the cabinet down by your foot there and you hit the big green button, the monitor is not the computer. That is so geek. The monitor is not the computer.
It was like
wireless. It's wireless.
No,
it's
a
wireless
monitor. I was assuming it was. Forget it.
When you make an assumption,
I don't know why the fuck I thought it was some high tech.
So anyway, yeah, it's been a fun week.
High tech. See, you assumed anything with this studio is high tech.
No, I assumed anything with you two is high tech. So I wasn't putting together that hello, where it's a studio. Yeah. Never mind. Hello.
So anyway, how was you guys' weeks? Or week.
I think you week. You know how my
I know
week's
how your
been.
Week
you
went.
Know how my week's. They may not know, but I'm officially homeless.
Not homeless. He is living out of my office.
Yes, I'm living out of Murphy's office. I sold
I heard
my house.
There's a story too that goes along with that.
Not particularly.
Not really
some
a good
spousal abuse going on.
Oh.
I'll tell you about my abuse if you tell me about your abuse.
Well, let's see. Last night, the wife and I were watching TV downstairs.
Mind you, I'm upstairs in the office doing show. We're pretending to do show prep.
Yeah.
Every time I go up
there, he's watching YouTube. Yeah, you're really doing show prep there.
Hey, you never know.
So I'm downstairs, and you know, I was playing around with the wife, and I accidentally gave her a little hickey. I didn't mean to, and it was only
accidentally.
Like, it was an accident.
I accidentally stuck needles in my eyes.
Look, I was only sucking on her neck for like 5 seconds. It wasn't a whole lot. And then we're laying there, we're goofing off on the couch, and I look down, I go, oh my gosh. And she says, what? She says, did you give me a hickey? And so, of course, I ran like hell. Ran upstairs, jumped into the office, hid behind Mark. I'm like, Mark, protect me, hide me behind your giant ass.
First of all, just the fact that you're running away from your wife who's itty bitty.
She has those little serrated fists, though.
Okay, the fact that he had to hide behind my ass.
Pussy.
Yeah, from my wife, yeah, I'll admit it. She's the way she holds her fist, she's got this little serrated thing, and she doesn't hit you dead on. She hits you at an angle, so it cuts you right across the muscle. So anyway, so I'm hiding behind Mark, and she comes up there, and I'm like, no, honey,
again,
I was...
Say that again, that sounds so wussy.
I was hiding behind Mark, and...
No, it's pussy.
Oh, excuse me.
Fuck you, and fuck you. Who's next? So now I'm laying there, or I'm hiding, and... fuck. She comes up into the office, and she starts, you know, trying to get me and smacking me and, you know, little slaps and whatever.
She smacked you hard, dude.
She was getting me on the arms, and I'm like, ah. So she went to get me with a left, so I ducked to my right, and she caught me right in the eye. Just smashed me right in the eye.
At least she didn't hurt your glasses like when you launched that fucking sour jelly gummy worm at Chief.
Yeah, Chief, yeah, well, he's an idiot.
I thought it was a worm.
No, it was a gummy octopus.
But no, seriously.
It had tentacles? I got a story about that too.
I'm trying not to get hit, and when she cracked me right across the eye, it was loud, it hurt, it stung, and my eye was all blurry. I could barely see anything out of it. And then it just started a fight between us, how, you know, one of us always takes a joke too far. So, yeah, so Mark was there laughing at me the whole time. Thanks,
Brad.
Mark.
At least somebody.
I was laughing at both of you.
That's awesome.
Oh, now I'm going to tell her, and she's going to smack you around, too.
Do it.
She ain't married to me. She has no reason to smack me.
Oh, really?
Yes, she will, because she likes me.
Let's send a text message
real
quick.
You want to smack me, too?
No, I want her to smack you.
No, you know what? When I talk to the wife tonight, I'll tell her that you think that she has a big ass. And
that's so rude. Is she listening? Is she listening?
No, she's not. She's actually going out to dinner with Mrs. Trench.
Yeah, you know what? I got this as proof. It will validate everything I have said.
Dude, my wife has to hear it.
She just has to rebroadcast it.
I control the network.
It's
I control the internet in my house.
Podcasting, and you don't control everything.
How is she going to get to it if I shut
down
the network?
Do you control your neighbor's network?
My wife's not smart enough to figure out how to
When's
use my neighbor's network.
When's your birthday again?
October.
Scorpio, you fucking controlling bastard.
That's right, baby.
So I have an abuse story. I go into California this weekend and had some fun and drank a little too much in a very short amount of time.
Did you get railed?
Yeah, but it was all
oh, you
shots.
Did?
But listen, so I was drinking and I fell. I guess I don't remember this part. Someone had to tell me. I fell off my bar stool in corset and skirt and heels.
Whoa,
my friend went to help me.
Wait, corset, skirt, and heels.
My friend went to help me and he chipped his tooth. But later that night, I got paid back with some rad scratches and bleeding and hickeys. So, I couldn't wear a low-cut shirt tonight.
So you got laid?
I don't know. I sound like a whore on the fucking radio. I'm not saying anything anymore.
So wait a minute. She doesn't know. That either means her vagina is really big or his penis is really small.
No. Yeah. Shush.
So does he have a small cock?
None of your business.
I'm going to... Oh!
What was that?
Is he packing a pinky in his pants?
No,
or,
not at all.
Or
but
was it
stop
like,
talking about
or was it,
it
like trying to give a tic tac to a sperm whale?
No. Where? How did this conversation go to there? Because I didn't answer your fucking question. Stop manipulating me. Yes,
you said,
I did have sex. Yes,
there we go.
And shut the fuck up. So
did you take it on the face or on the chest?
Shut up. So I went to eat the next day at this really, really good Mexican seafood restaurant.
And everything tasted like
in
bleach.
In Newport, right? So we get these buckets that I haven't gotten in a long time. It's like a bucket of meat, and it gives you shrimp and carne asada, whatever you want, lobster, crab, whatever. I got shrimp thinking it was fried shrimp, and it's peel and eat shrimp, which I don't like carcasses. So I have this weird thing with meat and food.
Wait a minute. As hardcore as you are and you don't like carcasses.
I can't eat meat off the bone. So if it's ingesting, at least if it's chicken, I can't eat it off the bone. I don't want to look at the cartilage. I can't peel shrimp and eat it. It grosses me out. I didn't realize that's what I ordered. And because I was paying for it, I wanted to be an adult and try to eat it. And I had to look at the legs, and I can't get that fucking vision out of my mind. It's so gross. It's fantastical. But California was awesome. I got to, like, relax and de-stress, and I got to go to the beach, and it was rad.
And you had sex. Awesome.
Shut up.
On the beach?
No. The sand? You know what?
Sex on the beach sucks.
Anything on the beach or in the outdoors would suck.
This thing sucks donkey dick.
So. No, my friend had sex at Lake Mead outdoors. Ew. And she had pebbles and all this shit in her back. It's so dirty.
Sex at Lake Mead, though. I mean, half of that's wastewater. It's like fucking in a toilet.
Dude, it's stagnant.
Well, it's a lake.
Ew.
It's a man-made lake.
Big time. Ew. So, ew. I'm back. Sorry I can't get you online. That thing just sucks
ass.
How do I do it?
It's not how. It just won't let you. It sucks.
Are you not giving it love and affection?
No, too many people have given it too much love and affection, so now it's all
it's
addled with spyware.
It's letting me connect.
If it lets you, go for it. It should connect you directly to the room that way. All right, so where are we at?
We're just hanging right now.
Right on.
Talking about bullshit.
So, I do want to hear from our new sponsor.
Yeah, if anyone from Showdown's listening, please give us a call.
And anybody in charge of Showdown.net. So we want to.
Yeah, we don't want a listener. We want an actual person who works there. Or.
Because we like talking, we have learned like.
Why won't they call in?
Pussies. We love to talk to any of our new syndicates. I know we still would love to hear from Door from Hell Radio, but I think we're on rebroadcast from them. So anyhow, what do we have going on tonight? Because we have pain stories and we have a little bit of news, a little
some
bit
news,
of stuff.
Couple of other things.
We have a game tonight, don't we?
We do have a game tonight, which
okay.
will be fun.
Very cool. So.
Stretch, I'm writing something.
I don't know why.
Does Rosie listen to the show? She asked me if I want lesbian sex. I think
Rosie is a dude, okay?
I only swing pole.
You should have put smoke pole.
Swing pole.
No, I like swing better. It sounds funnier.
Yeah, like three people. Three poles. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ginger De La Morta's Cockathon.
Somebody wants to have... What the fuck is thespian sex?
That'd be acting like
acting
it.
Sex. Yeah, it's called fake.
So. I have never fucking heard of that. Is that because I'm not a tech geek?
No, I've never heard that before either. So that's yeah.
What, thespian sex or what?
Not Jesus, Spencer, dude. That's so gross.
So I have to tell you guys something. When we were packing up Trench on Sunday.
Yeah. Wait. Packing up my.
Well, packing up your house.
What were you packing?
Fudge.
nice.
Stop it.
So I'm over at Mark's house, and we're loading up the pod.
Yeah, we're loading up. I got one of those portable on-demand storage units. Woo!
Yeah, it's a pod. It's a
not
storage
bad.
Cabinet. It's
By the
not
way,
bad.
I went. I had to pull something out of there. A couple days ago.
Did it shift?
Not a thing. Told Only ya. Thing that shifted was everything I put in. Just kind of like fucking threw it in to get rid of it.
Well, see, when I get there, these guys had already started packing, and they'd got maybe about a quarter of the stuff out of the house, but they had managed to fill this thing halfway full.
Yeah, we suck at packing.
And nothing was over 6 feet, because you guys are a bunch of short, tubby fucks. So I get there, and I have to unpack the entire thing, repack it all.
See, Murphy here is a professional fudge packer.
Yeah.
He is a pitcher of pitchers.
When it comes to fudge, I'm your man.
A leader of men.
But so I have to repack the...
What the fuck? Are you two... Exactly. You're talking about packing his actual belongings.
Yes, yes. And I'm just making fun of him.
Okay.
Welcome to the game.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Sorry, I'm drinking my vault here. Yeah, so I get there and had to repack his entire pod there. And it was... When we were done, there were about... What do you figure? About 3 feet of room left where there was just nothing.
Oh, God.
There was nothing left to put in it.
I mean, we ran a bit. Well, here's what I did. I used moving as a great reason to clean out my house of all of the last bit of dorm furniture that I have ever owned. So I got rid of my 27-inch TV, the only TV in my house that I have, mind you. I have gotten rid of...
Which is now going into my office.
Yeah, it's going to his office. I got rid of my old couch, which I bought for $50 from a neighbor. I got rid of an entertainment center that was it was sturdy, but just didn't want it anymore.
I'm very proud of you that you're getting rid of your dorm furniture.
I got rid of a $150 desk that was nice, but it was just not, you know.
It was all right.
It was a nice desk. It was all right, though, you know. I mean, I got rid of a lot of stuff that I didn't need anymore. Matter of fact, I went back the next day. We were all worried. I had four boxes full of junk, 12 or 13 trash bags, a desk, an office chair, a bunch of other stuff, and the trash man at our house took it all.
He also got rid of all his comic books.
Yes.
They're in my living room.
Yeah. Well, that's for storage.
No, so no, they're part
of
my living room.
Tell me, did you get rid of any couches or beds at all?
I got rid of a couch.
Fuck!
No, you didn't want,
this.
Dude, I needed a couch for Viva. It would be ruined and in the trash by the end of the day.
Oh, well,
because you know if motherfuckers are going to spill beer on it.
Oh, I thought there was going to be some lovely Lucky Betty snatch juice all over it.
Mmm, snatch juice.
Lucky Betty snatch
Lucky
juice.
Lucky Betty snatch juice.
You should bottle that and sell it, darling.
That's disgusting.
Like a perfume.
Exactly.
You know what I should do is bottle apple juice and like make some concoction. Tuna
sell it as,
juice.
Sell it as
little
Lucky
bit of putty,
Betty piss. That'd be putty. Great.
Lucky Betty golden shower in a bottle, you know? And it's apple fucking juice.
So,
yeah, I repacked the entire pod and had room left over. I'm the fucking man.
You're the man. The man.
So, yeah, I'm fully moved out of my house now. Everything is in this damn pod. I have nothing to my name except for all my clothes.
Yep.
And this is like the second time in my life I've had this happen to me.
And now I get to hold your comic books and your computer hostage.
Yeah, you have my both of my computers.
Yep. Your printer.
My printer.
Your comic books, everything
comic
that matters
books,
to you.
Everything that matters to just me. No?
And if your son had any say about it, he'd be living in our house too.
Because he loves playing with your kids.
He loves my kids. His son loves my kids.
That's cool.
It is. It's great.
It's cute.
And what's funny is when they're all just playing or doing something, I think my son can actually calm your son down.
Mm,
a little.
A little, probably.
At the same time, your son hypers up my son a little.
Yeah.
So. But
together,
they're
just wanting destruction.
Yeah. My kid will just start repeating the names of their kid. You know.
Now, how old is your kid?
Over two. He's 2.5-ish now.
And you're... Yeah. Oh,
they're, my kids are 5 and 10.
You got the terrible two starting.
I
don't care what you fucking say. The day your child turns on you, you call me. Because it's going to happen.
The day my kid turns on me, he's going to be a goddamn teenager. That's when they actually turn.
He's two. It turns soon. Trust me.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah. Yeah, my kids are 5 and 10. And, They love little Kenny. They love him. He's cute.
I didn't say they didn't love him. I'm just saying he's probably having a blast.
Oh, he is. Oh, yeah. He is
awesome.
Loving it. So.
That's like when my dog hangs out with my parents' dogs. He's stoked. He's like, woohoo, I got to be playing.
My kid just got compared to someone's mutt.
No, he's not a mutt. I'm bringing my
fuzzy
fucking
little
dog
football.
In. Dude, next Friday, I'm bringing my dog in.
Who cares? He won't be,
I won't be here.
Fucker. Okay, I'll wait till I don't have to go.
You know,
to
have
a show
you noticed? Have you noticed? I think we have a permanent no show now.
No, he's not a permanent no show.
Bullshit.
Tonight he is our on the scene reporter. He will be calling in. Big Daddy Decaf will be calling in a little bit later and giving us updates.
Well, the reason he's calling in is because UNLV, the Running Rebels, are actually in the Great Eight or the Sweet 16. Put one fun fucking game too soon. They're in the Sweet 16 for the NCAA Final Four or March Madness or whatever you want to call it. So we actually even have it on the screen behind me. So
gay.
Gay.
What are you doing? It looks like you're fucking whacking off under the desk. Okay, so somebody just
you'd know if I was whacking off under the desk.
Probably.
Your shoes would be sticky.
Yeah, so
ew.
Your legs would be a little
somebody
wet.
Somebody just sent me a joke. Hey, that reminded me of our waiter when he spilled the caramel on you. I have a joke for you guys.
Okay.
A stork delivers a white baby. A crow delivers a black baby. What delivers no baby?
A swallow.
Oh, you fucker.
Nice.
How did you know that? Whatever.
If there's a dirty joke out there, it's a safe bet I've heard it.
My friend just sent it to me.
Fantastic.
You guys almost said the same thing at the same time. You know you wanted to say fabulous.
Actually, I'm trying to stop myself from saying fabulous. It comes out as fabulous.
I don't say it like that.
So I do want to kick into something.
Okay, what do you want to do?
I don't know if you guys heard. You know there was that story that went around the girl who's went outside on Valentine's Day. There was a box waiting for her. She opened up and her dog's head was in it.
Oh!
Where was this at?
That's
terrible.
This was... Let's see here. It's actually been a little bit of a saga
fucking
here.
Fucking stalkers.
Dog head in a box. Google.
What is wrong with
go.
People?
Okay, girl finds missing dog's head in a box at her house. St. Paul, Minnesota, 17-year-old girl who spent weeks looking for her missing dog.
Slow down.
Sorry.
How old girl?
She was 17.
Okay.
She spent weeks looking for her missing dog, unwrapped a box, left on her house, and found the pet's severed head inside.
What kind of a dog?
I don't think it really says.
I want these details.
It was a 4-year-old Australian Shepherd mix. Homicide investigators were looking into the case because of the implied terroristic threat. Right after that happened, the Humane Society offered a reward of $2,500 for information. That was later up to $20,000 for information leading up to it. Well, it has been come out today. It was her ex-boyfriend who cut the dog's head off and actually videotaped it with his cell phone. Yeah, police arrest jilted lover, dog's head found in gift box.
Wait.
How old was he?
Well, let me...
Thank you. I was going to ask...
A man suspected of cutting off the head of a teenage girl's dog and leaving it in her front door in a gift-wrapped box was in jail today on suspicion of terrorist threats.
Does he...
The 24-year-old man who was not immediately charged...
What the fuck is a 24-year-old? I just...
Used to date the girl, Crystal Brown, her grandmother said. Crystal, 17, immediately told police she suspected him because he expressed jealousy after she ended a relationship with him and dated someone else.
Okay, time out. First off, she's 17 years old. Now, granted, the age of consent in some places is a little younger than 18 and all that good stuff, but you're 24, dude.
Get a fucking life.
You can go out and drink. You can go out and party. You don't need to be hanging around the kids.
Pull your penis out of someone that's in high school?
Yeah.
That's fucking retarded. Dude, no, seriously? Does he, like, worship the movie Seven or what? That's silly.
I'm not really sure what's going on. The guy obviously has issues. Yeah, the dog was missing for 2 weeks, so you got to wonder what he did to the dog in that 2 weeks. Did he have the body?
He sodomized it.
Molesting it, yeah.
He sodomized the dog. He's like, yeah, doggy, take it, because I can't get myself any high school pussy.
You know, I can't. I'm so trying. I was just told by text message, I'm sorry, someone just told me to show you my bruises, which I'm not doing.
Oh, I so want to see those. Come on, let's see them. I'm trying to think of a scary... Are they around the areola?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of a scary ex story. Actually, I have two. I thought I had one, and I found another one today.
Sweetie, we'll turn off the camera.
That's okay. No. What the fuck? An ex-boyfriend story? Do you have any, Trencher?
I don't have any ex-boyfriends.
Trencher's got lots of ex-boyfriends.
Sorry.
Don't really have any ex-boyfriends.
I don't have any crazy exes.
I've got a whole string of crazy exes. You probably have a fucking subscription
to issues of crazy ex stories.
Hey, everybody, my latest copy of Crazy Bitch is in. Let's take a look at page 42. Flip, 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 flip.
All right,
let's see. What was your number again? 300 and something. 257. Some odd bucks.
You gave an extra 100. How nice.
She's counting all the times I railed her.
You wish you railed me, motherfucker. Which you already said during the show.
Oh, okay, in the chat room, I love the name Juice Nozzle.
I know, right?
Says she was mature for her age.
What the fuck, haters? Rufflecopter. No.
Ruffle what?
Rufflecopter.
What the fuck does that
mean? R-O-T-F-L copter.
Oh.
Lollercost. I love that one. No, you know, yeah, I've had some crazy fucking bitches in my life.
Well, besides the one that puked in your car.
The one that puked in my car, yeah. Erica. Erica was particularly psychotic. Her and I worked together when I worked at the Virgin Megastore when it opened.
You worked at a Virgin.
Hell yeah, I work plenty of virgins.
Hey,
you're the one who opened that up. She seemed all right at first, and you know, most fucking psychotic whores really do, but she went fucking insane in a heartbeat. It got really bad. When we broke up, I broke up with her because she was threatening to commit suicide.
That's not good. That's a bad time to break up with someone.
Yeah, I just couldn't take it anymore. So we broke up, and then like 3 days later, I get a call from her stepfather wanting to know what I did to her. I'm like, I haven't done anything to her. She went out and paid 4 guys to rape and beat her.
What?
So she could tell her stepfather I did it.
That sucks. Oh, my God. What a fucking cunt.
I told the guy, come over. You and I need to talk right now.
He came over
and I showed him all the letters she had been leaving me on my car and all the letters she had left me at my job. And yeah, she paid guys to rape and beat her. And
that's so...
Well, is it really rape then if you pay for it?
No. Well, you know, she made it look like rape. She put up a fight and the guy's like, okay, yeah, she's psychotic. So her stepdad had her put away.
Oh, nice.
So, wow. Yeah, she was like 20, but her stepdad had her put away.
When did she come out of the asylum?
I don't know. She disappeared after that, and I don't ever care to find her again.
Somebody just said hit it while she's still warm.
Nice.
I don't... The only thing I can think of is... It's just when, like, no, I've never really had any crazy...
You have to have had some crazy obsessive guys.
Just... Oh, wait a second. No, they all just call and call and call and call and call. Okay.
Okay. Well, okay. No. Okay. Wait. Time out. Right. Let me ask a question. How can they keep calling? What are they looking for?
Vagina.
I mean, aside from that, is that it?
I don't know. I don't know what people.
Do you ever answer the fucking phone?
Yeah.
What do they say?
Vagina.
No, I can't. When I was in high school, I had a boyfriend that cheated on me because I was a virgin then, and I wouldn't have sex with him because, I don't know, we just never went that far because I didn't want to with him. I ran into him like 6 years later. You guys are so not listening to my story.
I am listening. You ran into him 6 years later.
I ran into him 6 years later at a bar.
Multitasking.
What? Anyways, I ran into him 6 years later. He came over to my house, and we'd kind of talked about messing around, and we'd been playing kissy face at the bar or whatever. We got to my front door, and I had this really bad feeling to not. I think I've told you guys this story.
No, I don't think so.
I had a really bad feeling I didn't want to have sex with him anymore, so I told him, you know what? I didn't do it with you in high school. There's a reason why. I feel really bad about this. I can't go on. You got to go home. And we hadn't even gotten into my front door in my house.
So, in other words, lead on.
No, it wasn't on purpose.
Drop cold.
It wasn't on purpose. So, anywho, he fucking started stalking me, and every time he would run into my friends, because he still went to the same university as her, he would constantly ask her for my phone number, and I want to hang out with Jesse. Well, can't you just get her somewhere so that I can be there so I can talk to her because I really want to make it up?
In other words, drag you out of your environment.
And yeah. So that's – I don't really have any – no. No, I don't have any.
Let's see. You know, and I really don't have any either because I'm pretty boring.
Well,
I think we've talked about this before.
You married your first – girl you had sex with, of course.
Well, yeah.
You didn't have stories.
But I mean, I still dated before then. It wasn't like, you're the only person that'll talk to me, I'm marrying you. No, that's
right.
A little stalkerish.
Right.
No, I've had a lot of ex-girlfriends. It's just, you know.
None of them were psychotic.
None of them were. Actually, yeah, none of them were psychotic. One thing is, I had, like, I've talked about this before in the show. One of the things I do is I always date really smart chicks. And that's the stupidest thing a guy like me, who's stupid, could do.
Yeah, dude.
Why
are you stupid? Let me tell you the trick. The trick
is
to date.
Trust me.
Really fucking crazy
chicks.
I think
you're naive. I don't think you're stupid.
Naive. I'm naive.
Psychotic chicks give the best sex ever.
Hey,
of course.
You know what? I've been told I give good sex, but I'm not psychotic.
Psychotic chicks are—they're the ones.
Can I ask a question?
Oh,
how many hours
insane.
Did you sit for that? That thing on your arm?
3.5.
Psycho.
Well, that's
hey,
nothing.
You know what?
You like the pain.
No. Who just had a conversation, mister? I can withhold pain, but
you
never got a tattoo.
I can withhold a lot of pain. So.
All right. Stay on topic, you two.
Yes, sir.
So, no, I'm serious, though. Lunatic girls give the best fucking sex ever. The crazier the chick, the hotter the sex. Those are the chicks that are like, oh, yeah, fuck me from behind. Fuck me. Oh, I hate you and you remind me of my father. What? What was going on here?
It's like that episode of Joker. I'm not your sister. I am your sister.
Exactly.
Your sister.
Lunatic chicks, they are insane in bed and they are unbelievably hot. It's fucking great. It's fun. I feel
I've
really bad because I'm like,
well, okay.
No.
Ah, liar.
Well, yeah, but I don't remember it.
What?
Thanks to therapy.
Just like last night, you don't remember if you had sex over the weekend. You know, you're like, I don't remember.
Final seconds.
Oh
shit! Oh shit!
That well, because I don't. Yeah.
Georgetown's up 66-65. With that's it. Georgetown's going on.
Somebody,
Vanderbilt went
Rosie
down.
In the chat room just said, "I want to fuck Ellen DeGeneres with a strap on."
Yeah,
that's
Rosie has.
Fantastic.
I don't think Ellen DeGeneres wants a strap on.
Yeah,
you know. I've met some lesbian chicks who say the strap-on is fantastic because they don't have to worry about it coming in them.
Huh.
I think it's a control thing. You know, there are some lesbians
or strap-ons.
That, yeah, I think a lesbian with a strap-on, it's a control thing. You know, it's a lesbian who says, you know, I'd rather be a man.
I think it's just another form of penetration. I don't look at it as a control
transgender.
Thing.
It's borderline transgender. I mean, lesbian with a strap on to me sounds like transgender.
Yeah, if the lesbians, they're going, call me daddy.
Rosio exactly. Says, I want to go ass to mouth with her, and I couldn't agree more.
Ellen DeGeneres?
Ass to mouth with anybody. It's fucking awesome. If you can get a girl to go ass to mouth,
you want Ellen DeGeneres
it.
To peg you in the ass and then stick it in your
mouth.
No.
Other way around.
He wants it in his ass.
Yeah, he loves it in his ass.
only up to the first knuckle. Farther than that, and it's gay.
Okay.
Okay. Info. Hey, everybody out there, we want to hear your crazy ex stories because I obviously don't have any good ones. Give us a call.
And mine are all still pending litigation.
And Ginger's in denial.
I am not. Fuck off.
I am not. 1-866-LV-ROCKS. 1-866-587-6257.
Why do we mark the time on that. I want to isolate that audio later.
That was at about 34 after.
Okay,
why
excellent.
Do we have dry erase boards, gentlemen?
Just so we can write notes back and forth if we want to.
Oh, like I can cuss at you from across here without
absolutely.
It's for communication
purposes.
But the
purposes. Problem is some people can't write and talk.
Thanks for breaking down that fourth wall there. You know, the people out there in Radio Land don't need to know that we actually communicate within the show outside of
the
realm of
the
speakers.
Come on, if they didn't think that we could do that, that's just
sad. I honestly don't think they think we can do that.
I don't think they think.
Well, the old system never worked because I'm trying to tell Mark something and he thinks I'm signaling for five soldiers in a panzer tank coming through. It never really works out.
I like
incoming!
So, do chips shoot out your ass? What? But I do
Rosio
have a friend.
And Juice Nozzle are having their own conversation in there.
Shoot pussy darts.
Okay. Wait a minute. You want to do this?
What?
I'll be Juice Nozzle. You be Rosio.
No, I so don't want to do that. Ginger, you be Rosio.
Not going to be Rosio. You be Juice. Me to fuck him
because like
already.
Rosio says, my strap-on shoots nacho cheese when I come.
Dude, nacho cheese and Rosio need to stop.
Juice Nozzle has to chips shoot out your ass. Ego says, Murphy, my friend says you've maybe done one crazy shit.
Ego, your friend is wrong. We could go down the list of the ones that I've had to have restraining orders put against, but that's a really long list,
so
and this is only a 2-hour
show. So you
just attract
the crazies?
I attract lunatic girls.
He doesn't attract the crazies. He hunts the crazies. Think about this.
I do have this thing for dysfunctional women. It's... God, how do I put it? You know, girls with problems, they just...
Guys like girls with problems.
Not necessarily. A lot of
Bullshit.
My, you know, a lot of guys that I hang out with, they like girls that are relatively easy. Well, like Trench, you and your wife are... I mean,
plain.
Yeah, there's no drama there.
No
same
drama
with,
there.
With Ken.
Same with Ken and his wife.
You know, yes, one of our friends does have a thing for 15-year-olds. And, yeah, another one, yeah, it's...
okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, me, I don't know what it is. Girls with problems and girls with issues... I don't know. It's always a hotter fuck, I guess.
Nacho cheese and pussies. I'm so tired of reading it. It's dirty. Nacho cheese belongs on chips.
Yeah, they're kind of running
well,
that joke into the ground.
Yeah. It's, you know, a good joke, you know, nacho cheese. And sometimes a good joke, though, needs to be ran into the ground. So that way no one says it ever fucking again.
Leroy Jenkins.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we ran that
we
one.
We ran that one dead. I mean, between Claude and me and then you and me, that joke is
How's
gone.
How's Claude Balls doing?
Well, last I checked, he's doing really, really well. He's, like, happy in his job and marriage and life and all that good stuff.
Good.
So. Claude Balls is doing great.
Oh, okay. So I know what I have to talk to you guys about.
Uh-oh.
At Viva, the Rockabilly Weekender that's coming up in a couple weeks, which is also my 30th birthday.
Yay. You're old.
We are going to have pillow fights every 2 hours on the hour with brackets.
Can I ref?
Dude, yes. But you have to wear what I tell you.
I will wear Speedos and a ref shirt.
Fuck you. No, I want you to wear little booty shorts like on Reno 911 that are black and white striped and... like some rad shirt.
Okay, you know what?
If
it gets
so
any closer to banana hammock, I'm not even going to be there.
I'm sitting here going...
I don't want to watch Borat all day, no.
I'm sitting here thinking, do any of my booty shorts have...
Wait! What do you mean,
do
any of your...
Do you want me to go shopping for you and get you an outfit?
No, did you hear what he said?
Yeah, he was thinking about which ones to wear.
Yeah, if any of mine
have any.
Match
Why
those?
Do you have booty shorts?
Because his wife probably buys them.
Dude, I have banana hammocks. The wife loves my banana hammocks.
I don't want to have to look at that. You can wear a banana hammock if it's over a wrestling jumpsuit.
See, I don't have either of those. How about we just
wear the helmet?
Why don't I pull a Mick Foley and just wear jeans and like a white shirt spray painted with the black stripes?
That's not funny.
All right. Well,
wear whatever you want. I don't care.
We'll figure it out. Yeah,
but
I will.
It has to be funny.
Okay.
No.
Wear a white banana hammock and paint
can
the
Can I make
on
you in
chest.
Charge of doing the bracket too?
Sure.
Sweet, because I got a lot to do.
Give me all the information. I will referee. And
and on the 30th at MJ's, we're having another show, and I'm also going to do a pillow drive because I want people to bring me pillows.
You know, here's an idea. How do we determine who wins the pillow fight?
I have to figure that out, and I need to talk
Why
to you
Why don't
about
we
that.
Recruit some judges?
Fuck that. We don't have...
Fucking audience cheering kind of judges?
No. Why don't we recruit three
There's gonna
people?
There's going to be rules.
I know, but you have to determine a winner. Why not?
There's going to be rules. If they
Ego
break the
says
rule,
it wouldn't be a banana hammock as much as a small sack to carry a baby carrot.
It's going to. There's rules. I don't know. I was going to.
There's rules. You don't even know what the hell it is, and there's got to be fucking rules.
I was going to try to keep it. Yeah. His girlfriend is. She tried.
Oh.
She didn't make it into the calendar this year, but that doesn't mean that it won't happen next year.
That could be interesting for someone who could be a judge.
Will there be nudity?
No.
Damn.
But there doesn't always have to be nudity.
Yes, there is.
But I'm letting them wear whatever they want. Nice. Wrestling masks and all. I don't give a shit.
Very nice.
But I'm going to have either wrestling mats or a twin bed mattress and just make it white trash to hell.
I think building an entire white trash ring would be really cool.
You want to help me?
Yeah. Get a couple of mattresses.
All right. It's on. It's on. It's going to be so much fun.
Ah, that sounds like it could be really awesome. Turn it into a whole federation.
Well, because this year's winner is going to take on next year's winner at Viva.
Nice.
I was going to do 2007 versus 2008, but I like...
What you should do then is go get a bunch of retired hotel mattresses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know where we can get a bunch of mattresses.
Okay, cool. Ooh, the stained hot ones. That's awesome. I think I'm going to stain them up myself with tea and shit to make them look bad, but tell the girls they're really not.
Can we make it so that the only way to win is to sit on your opponent's face?
No.
Oh, Jesus.
Just to pin them down?
No, because that'd fuck
their
bangs up.
Because you're not. No. Because number one, this is not for your pleasure. This is for everyone else's pleasure. So it doesn't mean that it has
but
to be
But don't
that
I
dirty.
Represent the masses?
Yeah, you do.
No,
but
no,
I'm
no,
not
no,
going to
no.
discriminate on my girls like that. That's bullshit.
No, you don't represent the masses.
You represent yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
Okay.
You're not the masses.
I will not allow that with my girls.
All right, you give me the rules and I will enforce them.
Okay.
Gonna need my own pillow.
Oh, yeah, Jesus. You are.
A striped pillow.
Do you know what I found that I took with me to California? I went to get some green clothing. Oh, I brought it in here, didn't I?
Your
by
whip.
By the way, Rosie O says she likes it when you say the F word.
Fuck?
Apparently.
Could you make them all happy and just say, fuck me, drill me? Come on, do it.
No.
Come on.
No.
That's not them. That's you.
You know what? I had an Australian actor friend, though, that used to say, fuck me dead, and it was the best thing ever, because he had that strong Australian accent. I can't copy it.
Just a second. Yeah. Fuck off and die, asshole. I'm doing this for your benefit just as much as for mine.
Okay, just because
the only point is, I vocalize it.
Whatever.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, I got an idea. Let's go to a break.
It's probably a good idea. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spangwagon Radio.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Well, I'm on the way to time. All I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. On the floor from you don't want to work this performer. From you don't want a man where can't turn you on. Girl, make a see when I'm upon ya. Can't talk for the long, no eat, no yam, no sea fish, no green banana. But down in Jamaica, we give it to you hot like a sauna. Well, I'm on the way to time. All I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. Expose and girl, you got the chest out, but you know we're south, cause girl, you're impressed out. And if it is out of me, if it is out, cause I got the remedy for making this chest up. We have a flat to become a God bless out, and girl, if you want it, you have to confess out. And a life where we need set speed of it, it's the much chest out. Well, I'm on the way this time, cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature for shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be. Now this kid dump it in a bridge and flavor show. Time for me make baby now. Cause I'm far like you again, shady, yo. Woman, don't blame me now. Cause I'm a friend, son, fuck, not greedy, yo. My loving is the way to go. My loving is the way to go. And I'm on the way to time. Cold, I wanna be
keeping you warm. I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom. When they roll with a player like me, with a brother like me, girl, there is no other. No need to talk it right here, let's park it right here, keep it on the cover. I'm in love for your fitting and your blouse and your fatty and your jeans. I'm a wild discover. Everything about you, baby girl, can you hear when me utter? Well, I'm on the way that time. Cool, I wanna be keeping you warm. I got the right temperature to shelter you from the storm. Hold on, girl, I got the right tactics to turn you on. And girl, I wanna be the papa, you can be the mom.
We're back. Spank Wagon Radio. Spankwagon.net.
SWR.
We need to do the photo shoot. For...
We need to do a lot of things that I'll just never get around to doing. Look, if anybody is the laziest person in the world, it is me. Because there's like a ton of shit I'd love to do for the show, but I'd rather just sit on my ass and look at YouTube.
Yeah.
Actually, you walked in when I was looking at stuff on YouTube, but I was also doing... What I usually do like when I surf is I check all my mail, and then I check all my web comics that I look online. And then I just sort of go off. I think of a tangent, and then I just kind of go off on it for like an hour.
Fantastic.
So, everybody having fun in the chat room?
Yeah, it looks like there's some interesting stuff going on there today.
Oh, Jesus. Very powerful Scientologist. Don't talk me.
Levitate the studio. That's funny.
Great. Xenu is coming for you!
Dude, the South Park episode of that is so
funny. They did it again, too. Didn't they do another? Or they're going to do another Scientology episode? So
did any of you guys hear that UFC bought out Pride this week?
They bought out Pride?
They bought out Pride. I think it was like $65 million.
Fill me in.
UFC and Pride are the two main mixed martial art organizations.
Of like 1,300 of them all around then.
Yeah. UFC is more cage fighting. Pride started out as mainly in-ring kind of stuff. A lot of a lot of kickboxing and Muay Thai.
Billy Blanks!
A lot of Billy Blanks in there.
I'm tired of the chat room and I get to put my feet up.
But the UFC actually bought out Pride this week, so we're going to see some really interesting matches, I think, coming up.
We're not going to see shit. Pride didn't have a lot of good people in it, did they?
Not tremendously, but the interesting thing is we'll get to see more, less grappler on grappler. I like it when you get grappler or Muay Thai, or when you get, like, wrestler versus boxer. You know, when you get a real mix, because it seems like everybody these days... They're all the same, basically. Everybody is a good stand-up striker with some good submission skills. You know, it's not like you're going to see another Shamrock versus Gracie fight.
Right. Dude. So
you need some real good...
You know, from what I remember, not a lot of people wanted to see a Shamrock versus Gracie fight.
I sat there and I thoroughly enjoyed the second one where they stayed locked in one move for 45 minutes.
I want to see real blood and paint. That's all I want to watch. It's
paint?
Only fun, though. Pain.
Oh.
Then like watch UFC.
Wrestling? Yeah, but it's not the same as the old way.
No, it's not.
I don't want to...
Where you had guys fighting three or
it's
four or five times in one night.
It's now. Yeah. It's just... It's all a soap opera.
Yeah, they're trying to make it... They're trying to make it compete with wrestling, and it's... You know, it's still good to sit down and just watch the matches. You know, just watch the brutal...
Don't they have a wrestling show on Sunday? Do they still have that? At it's a wrestling pay-per-view at, like, Olympic Garden or
something?
Well,
yeah. They have the... here in Vegas, and they have Strip Club Olympic Garden, and they do the WWE pay-per-views. Like, on April 1st, we have WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at...
4. Starts at 4 p.m.
o'clock,
this year.
Yeah. So...
It's going to be big. And you know what? I don't know if it's going to be televised or not. Is the Hall of Fame induction ceremony going to be televised?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah.
Wait.
Pro wrestling. WWE.
Hall of Fame for pro
Hey, everybody needs their little spotlight. Come on, be fair.
Guys like Jimmy Superfly Snuka, Jerry the King Lawler, Mr. Perfect.
Who's dead?
Yeah, Kurt Hennig's dead.
Dude, he's been dead for a few years now.
Wow.
Goldust is fucking funny.
You know, Goldust
grosses me out.
Goldust was crazy when he was here in the studio. In the studio, they do a wrestling show called Carnage. And Goldust was in here. Man, it was insane. Yeah. He was drunk and like,
oh, yeah.
They weren't even able to get their intro off for like 15 minutes into the show because Goldust would not shut the fuck up.
Carnage has actually gotten a couple of good names in here lately.
Yeah, they had Kip James in here as well.
And then didn't they have... Not Lita. What, didn't they have a chicken here recently too?
They've had on the phone. They've had Jackie Gaeta. Uh-huh. I think they had Jackie Gaeta. They had Miss Tennessee. I can't remember her name anymore.
I don't remember either. But I know they've had a lot of big names here in the studio for Carnage Wrestling Radio.
Yeah,
aren't they? What are they? Sunday nights at
Vegas time. Sunday nights 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. I don't know. Go to LV Rocks. Check the programming schedule.
Sunday nights 8 o'clock.
You know. So. Check that out. Wants to play a game?
I do.
Know, I'm all for a game.
Okay.
Do we need like music or anything for this?
No.
Okay.
No. It's a simple game. I mean, I just came up with a list of a couple of really fucked up things. But if we could get some people calling in.
You know, absolutely. Why don't we do this right now as I stare at Ginger's ass?
I know. Isn't it fantastic?
This is a great ass.
Sweetie, could you bend over and touch your toes? Oh, that was beautiful. We got an ass smack. That is great.
Thank you.
If anyone wants to call in,
1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LVROCKS. We'd love to hear from you. As a matter of fact, we still want to talk to our new syndicate,
Showdown.net.
Showdown.net, yeah.
Yeah, we'd love to have you guys call in and play with us. It's just a real simple game. It's called Would You Rather, and it's something you've played with your friends.
I didn't bend over. I smacked my ass.
You pulled your leg up and stuck the ass out and gave it a little
slap. I always do that.
God.
That was perfect. Thank you.
Never so much wanted to be a pair of pants in my life.
Can we just say we appreciate it?
Okay.
Thank you.
Look, there's a fine line between appreciation and harassment, and we walk that line.
No. We jump back and forth like it's a goddamn game of hopscotch.
Yeah.
Sorry, that was one of my bands. They're checking something for the show tonight.
Cool.
Fantastic. Again, where's the show tonight?
Band Booker NJ's on Jones in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn.
There you go.
3417.
For those of you in Vegas.
Please, come down. Check
come
it
down,
out.
Come down. No cover. Girlies.
Even better.
Burlesque.
Woohoo.
So anyway, okay, so the name of the game is Would You Rather.
Would I Rather.
So who wants to go first?
Ginger.
Okay, Ginger, are you ready?
Do we have anything to wipe these boards off with? Thanks.
Here's some napkins.
Yours is dirty. I want a clean one. How do we play this game?
I ask you a question and you tell me the answer.
Fuck.
And then we get to talk about it. So would you rather take a paper cut to the genitals or a syringe to the eye?
Okay, you know what? Asking her that question after she... I remember on our MySpace, myspace.com/spankwagon, scroll down the comments and she has this thing where someone's getting like a spike through the eyeball.
So what does it be, Ginger? If you have to take one.
Why?
You have to. So what's it going to be?
What is the reason for this?
A paper cut to the genitals or a syringe to the eye?
Are you going to use these fucking answers as sound bites?
No.
You fucked hard. You so are.
I might, but I had never thought about that. So really, what would it be?
I don't want either.
You have to pick one.
Why?
Come on. Nazis have your parents are going to kill them if you don't pick one of these.
Nazis have her dog.
What is it again?
Paper cut to the genitals, and that'd be right on the labia, on the hood, or a syringe to the eye, then they inject it full of air.
Oh, that'd kill you!
Not into the eyeball, it wouldn't. You know, someone there with a nice piece of crisp legal paper with a nice clean edge. You're laying down, and your legs are held open.
Shut the fuck
and
up.
They're holding that. The little Nazis
do
are holding it.
Do I get
it,
to ask you one?
If you want to later, but they go right through the genitals.
Oh,
or
God.
Taking a syringe, a nice big 50cc syringe, stick it right, not into the front, into the side of the eyeball, and then inject it full of air. So what do you take?
Now the chat room here is saying syringe.
Yeah, I disagree with the chat room.
I'll cover the chat room. The chat room is saying syringe.
I'd take the paper cut over the fucking syringe. I like my eyes. They're pretty. The other one will heal. It would hurt really fucking bad, but it would heal.
It probably hurt about as bad as a piercing.
No, it would be so much more
than
that.
Dude, a paper cut?
So much more than that.
That shit fucking hurts.
Here, watch. You want to watch them squirm? Mark, paper cut right underneath the hole on your dick. Right on the tip, right where it makes that bend down
the
right
taint?
There.
Just,
no,
oh,
no, no,
no.
On the tip
oh,
of the cock? Here's the hole right that little glandular
no,
area.
No, not
okay.
at all.
Okay. All right, Mark, you ready for yours?
I suppose.
Would you rather drink 5 cups of coffee and eat 3 bran muffins before heading into rush hour traffic or lick a bug strip? One that's full.
Oh, easily lick a bug strip.
Yeah.
Easily. Because, you know, I already have stomach problems. So, like, even if I drink 1 cup of coffee and think of a bran muffin, I've got a shit. So I've been there and done that. So, you know what? I'll lick a bug strip.
You know, it's funny. I watched a guy running out of his office today down the hallway leading to the bathroom, which is right by my new office now. Dude, he was walking like he was shitting himself right then and there. It was so funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay. You ready for another one there, Ginger?
Yeah.
Where are your questions? On my laptop.
So, no, you don't have any questions for us to ask you?
No, you're going to have to come up with your own.
All right.
Mine are good. All right, are you ready?
Oh, don't make that assumption.
Cocksucker.
Would you rather drink Nazi piss or watch your father get a prostate exam?
Drink prostate exam.
I would say, why are you watching your father get a prostate
exam? I'd watch my dad get a... Oh, God, though. That's hard.
Yeah, but one is just gross.
Especially
the other one,
if rather than going... He went, ugh.
He'd be knocked out. You get fucking knocked out for that shit anymore.
No, you don't. Not for watching, just a prostate exam.
What kind of watching is this specified to?
However you'd like it to be.
Okay, if I have to watch it on a screen, then yes.
No,
I'll
no, no.
That.
You have to be in the room with it.
No, no, no. You said I could specify it however I wanted to.
Can we get your dad on the phone and tell him you'd like to watch him get a prostate exam from another room?
He'd fucking laugh at you, dude. My dad is like, yeah. No, you wouldn't shock him. Yeah.
All right, we need to scream at these assholes in the chat room and anybody else listening. Don't forget, we'd like to hear, we'd like you to join in.
Yeah, shit, call 1-866.
We don't care about cheesy nacho pussies anymore.
It's kind of old there, Bytor. 1-866-587-6257. That's 1-866-LV-ROCKS. We want to hear from you guys.
Yeah, definitely. All right, you ready for another one?
Yeah, sure, my turn again.
All right, Mark.
Probably another shit joke or something there.
Eat horse testicles or get razor blade cuts between all your toes. And the horse testicles, by the way, are raw and freshly clipped.
Oh, God, I'd be puking in a second.
Or someone sitting there with a safety razor blade slicing the webbing between
toes. I could puke, it'd be fine, and about 2 hours later, I'll go with the horse testicles.
Oof.
I'll go with the, I mean, you know, it's just, it's sort of like Rocky Mountain oysters. Why not? Go for that, and, because you got to fucking walk on your feet. You can't do that when you got fucking cuts on your...
Dude, my toes are all cringing just thinking about that.
Yeah. I mean, just taking that razor blade between your toes would just be... That, you know, it's like I get grossed out thinking that some junkies put the needles between their toes and their feet. I can't handle that, you know? I had to go in for like a small foot surgery once, and they had to jab in the Novocaine in my heel, and then they had to move it back and forth to get the whole area numb. I could feel that needle sliding against the muscle or the tissue and the bone in my heel.
Fantastic.
It was gross. It was disgusting.
I got one from Murphy.
Okay. All right. Bring it.
Would you rather eat diseased-filled, infected, curdled pussy for 5 minutes straight or eat a mix of live scorpions and diarrhea?
Ooh.
I'd probably lick the diseased pussy. Because I don't deal well with bugs.
Wait,
not at all.
He is, okay, if you have a spider.
Yeah, I'm a big pussy when it comes to bugs.
Okay, we get this story.
I can't believe you'd eat a dirty pussy. That's gross.
Of course he'd eat a dirty pussy. He did psycho chicks.
I'd eat dirty pussy again.
All through high school.
Well, you know, I told you to wash.
Yeah, I watched this guy. Oh.
Fuck you. You have never eaten my pussy, nor will you ever eat my pussy.
You don't even remember when people fuck you. How do you know?
I do remember when people fuck me. I just try to play it off sometimes when I'm pinned to the nose. Whatever.
You're going to remember when people fuck you.
Gang up on Ginger Knight? Fuck you.
Gang up on everybody. Come on now, be fair. Yeah, Murphy is a huge, huge, huge fucking pussy when it comes to spiders. Like a spider this
big.
Dude,
I said scorpion.
No. Let me tell you a story.
Scorpions are arachnids.
He saw a spider, went to go put on a catcher's mask to try, and then got a shoe to go try to kill it.
That's fucking rad.
It moved an inch away from him, and he screamed and ran out of the room.
That's so awesome.
I was trapped in my bedroom for 33 hours once because I saw a giant spider in the living room, ran from my room, slammed the door, stuck a towel under the door, and refused to leave until I knew it was gone.
Me? I'll just get a paper towel and crush the bastard and throw him away. No, him?
Yeah, I freak out. I lose my shit when
I throw things. I'll throw shoes.
Best way to kill a spider that doesn't involve like harsh chemicals. You ready for this?
Spray it with WD-40?
WD-40 doesn't do much. Lysol dries them right up.
Scorpions? Well,
Anything. WD-40
works really well because insects breathe through their skin. Well, it clogs up all the pores. They suffocate.
But it doesn't kill them fast enough. I've tried that.
It'll kill bees almost instantaneously.
Yeah. What I do with bees is I get an aerosol can and aim and flame, you know?
you get hairspray. That's awesome.
You just see the beehive go up in flames and all the bees drop around. It's beautiful. So, anyway.
I still could have burped into the microphone and I didn't.
Juice Nozzle awesome. Says, yeah, catcher's masks are really developed for pest control officers.
Hey.
A fucking catcher's mask. Mike Piazza, afraid of spiders.
And vagina.
All right, keep going.
Let's see. All right, Ginger, you ready for another one?
Yeah.
All right, would you rather
lose... You have to come up with his next one.
I'm no good at this.
Would you rather lose a hand to frostbite or an eye to a monkey attack?
This sucks.
That's a tough one.
Yeah.
I hate being cold. I know what that feels like.
I got frostbite in my ears.
Dude.
Like, if it gets below 30 degrees, I get just sharp pains, like needles in my ears.
Can I kill the monkey afterwards?
No. It's going to run off with your eye and eat it in the tree.
Ooh.
This is stupid. I would rather lose my left hand because I need my right one to masturbate.
Man, I'd say eye easily.
No.
Lose a fucking eye.
I don't want to wear a pirate patch.
You lose a little depth perception. They make glass eyes. Your brain compensates for the depth perception.
No.
It'll all work out.
No.
Yeah, I'd have to go for the eye myself. No. I couldn't lose a hand.
No.
I couldn't be without a hand.
No.
How would you do your job?
If it was my left, I could do it very well.
It doesn't matter.
I said my left, so it does.
She can hold the makeup with the claw.
Speaking of
claw. So she has all these goddamn tattoos and ink, and then she has a fucking claw. I mean, no. I'm looking for a job. Shing, shing, shing.
Would you like a hand job? No, 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 no.
She's like, no. Click, click.
Let me get that polyp.
I do breathe.
All right, speaking of claw, what do you got?
Press.
Oh, it's not a question for you. I'm over this game. I don't like it anymore. No, it's just about a music video. I just thought.
Unfortunately, no one's calling in, so we're not over here.
So we're screwed. Yeah. Okay, would you rather ass rape a 5-year-old Ethiopian child that you kidnapped?
Oh, Jesus.
From Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt's house.
or choke to death on a live starfish.
Oh, shit, I'd fuck the boy in the ass.
Oh, my God. You're well, fucking yeah. gross.
Okay, here's the thing, though. It's either death or something really immoral. He's going to choose something really immoral. He already has chosen a lot in life that's really
choose
immoral.
Choose nipples and I'd look hot with a claw arm. That's awesome.
Scary hot.
I don't like this game.
All right, Trench, I got one for you that's not on the list.
Oh, God.
Okay? Let's see here. Let me combine a couple of things that are really uber creepy for you. Okay. Would you rather go and become a full-fledged Scientologist and dedicate your life to it?
Ooh.
Or watch your wife in a blacks-on-blondes gangbang movie?
What was the first one?
Would I become a lifelong Scientologist, in other words, Tom Cruise, or would I rather watch my wife just get totally laid by some black dudes?
Laid? No. Her vagina would get destroyed. We're talking gang bang.
Bloody.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tough one. I don't because neither of them are really appealing because I still would want to fuck my wife. Well, actually, I'd never fuck my wife again because she wouldn't be interested in me. She'd be like, I just got done with a 2x4. What do I have to do with a lap board? A wooden dowel. So, nice. You know, or Scientology where my own intelligence is considered null and void. I don't know. I really don't know. I would have to say, if I'm going lifelong Scientology, my wife's going to leave me anyway. You know?
So pick one. You have to pick one. Nazis have your parents. They're going to kill them. What is it?
Well, if Nazis have my parents, well, then they've done a lot of shoveling for nothing. Wow.
Just go be a Scientologist.
You know, but at the same time, I was like, well, if my wife enjoys it.
Well,
make
you know what
happy.
They say. Once you go black, your vagina never returns to its original size.
I would actually have to say, you know what? The question would be, and if I could, I would call her, but I'd ask her, which one did you prefer me to do? I think, honestly, it's whatever would make my wife happy. And if she'd rather get laid than me being Scientology, she'd get laid.
Fantastic. Look at that. He's not willing to give up his own religious disbeliefs. No, no. He'll let his wife get interracially slammed.
No. I'd have to ask my wife first. You see, that's the difference.
Oh, okay.
This game sucks because, Chris, you would do anything.
Yeah, he would.
I don't know if I would do anything.
Yeah, okay,
he would.
Would you rather lay in a bed with 500 different species of spiders or...
Come up with something horrific.
Be dragged by
your
a
nipples.
Truck going 50 miles an hour by your nipples wrapped with barbed wire.
That's rough.
See, he'd do both.
Probably. Fucker.
I'd choose the spiders. Because my nipples are really sensitive. Yeah, I'd live through the spiders. Because as long
how do you know there's 500 different species?
You'd have a fucking heart attack. You would have a heart attack and die.
Yeah, but I'd much rather that be dragged by the back of a truck by my nipples.
Yeah.
Black girls. Oh my God, Rosie's.
Wow.
Dirty.
You know what? I got the feeling here we're trying to Rosie O and Juice Nozzle, a couple of Hesh's listeners.
Maybe
Bytor,
they should
the
come in
one?
And be a
I don't
guest
know.
On
I have
the
no
show.
Clue.
Bytor and somebody else. They're trying to have some fun with our chat room. And
let them.
It's
that's what
working.
It's about. It's just the problem wow. is our chat room is about as boring as theirs.
Yeah. So okay, I think that's pretty much it for the Would You Rather game. Unless you want to go one more.
No.
What would that? One more.
Oh, no, I'll save that one for later. So, anyway, how y'all doing?
Did you just run out of
material? I ran out.
So
I
we're not
playing
materials. This game anymore?
Nah. I really wanted the people to call in and give us some of theirs, because that could have been really interesting, because we've got some real sick fucks
because
out there.
Because people actually, yeah.
But.
Well, here's the problem. I mean, we're dealing, first off, with obscure internet radio. Most of our listeners are podcast listeners.
Yeah, I know.
You know, which is great. But the people who do listen live are actually invalids. They do not have the...
Hey, what happened to Tech Pepsi?
Who knows? He got AIDS and died.
That is so wrong.
I mean,
oh, my God.
Tech
you're
Pepsi,
going to hell.
thank you. Tech Pepsi disappeared. You know, I mean, that's this the beauty of internet radio.
Yeah, people show up, they leave. They show up, they leave. You know, we get Red Rum or Toe or Chazad. They show up, they don't. They show up, they don't. I know a lot of people right now are watching that UNLV game, and that's exactly
where...
Yeah,
we're going to get nothing local because of the football. Oh, God. Basketball game.
Lame.
I got an idea. Let's play some music. No?
All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. We'll be back in a minute.
Satan! 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 We'll be right back.
an international phenomenon. Light it up, light it up.
Say it again.
I cause eclipses. With a wave of the hand.
Say it again.
Let them hang an ellipsis. And do it all, yeah, yeah.
My son of hustle.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Spank Wagon Radio, greatest internet radio show ever.
Ever!
Oh, wasn't expecting that.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition!
All right, what else do we have going
that
on right now?
That kind of scared me.
You know,
I don't have anything.
Not really.
I mean, I have zip prepared because I don't have much for...
Every time, by the way, that I have my friends listen...
Yeah.
And we start talking about politics, they get mad and turn it off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But one thing that I wanted to bring up, did you guys hear about what they're trying to do about getting the troops out of everywhere by September of 2008?
Yeah, that actually passed today.
I thought they said that Bush was going to veto it.
Well, he'll try, but...
The House passed a binding resolution that they need to have the troops out of Iraq by September 1st, 2008. And Bush stood on a stage... and veto. He said he would veto it, surrounded by veterans. I guess he really enjoys killing Americans. That's my only thought.
Okay, so what happens, though, if he vetoes it and it actually gets voted through?
Doesn't matter. They would have to go back and to pass for...
Three-fourths
over, and it barely passed party lines.
Got it, okay.
So I am the president.
Hey, come get those tears.
He's fucking retarded.
I don't know. I mean, we do need to get them out of there because they're really all they are right now is targets. You know.
Yeah, they're just green camouflaged or brown camouflaged
targets.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just targets, and we don't know what's. I mean, we don't. What are we winning? I mean, what are we even fighting to win anymore?
You know what? It's changed so many times. You know, it's
because we went in there for weapons of mass destruction, didn't find any. We went in there to stop Saddam. We found him. He's dead. So now we're attempting to stop a civil war that we started?
See, here's the thing. Everyone's talking now about how if we leave, we're going to be hounded by Iran and Syria. And, you know, how can you be hounded by Iranian and Syrian insurgents? And you notice they're insurgents ever since we couldn't find any real terrorists or weapons of mass destruction in Iraq.
Yeah.
Before that, they were terrorists. Now they're insurgents. Mm-hmm. Well, it was fantastic, and now they're fucked up. I mean, the guys in Iraq before we were there, they were... armed with little more than firecrackers. Now, all this shit started to flood into the country. Uh-huh. Why are there now insurgents in Iraq?
And all the bombs and everything.
Why are they there, though?
I don't know.
Because we are there.
Well, I mean, it was already pretty shaky because you had the two different factions in Iraq, the two different religious factions, and
no, I'm not,
and it was already shaky ground, the Sunnis and the Kurds, you know, to begin with.
But the Sunnis and the Kurds aren't, I for me anyway, they're not the big problem. The big problem is the foreign insurgents, like the Iranians and the Syrians,
right?
And you know, even some of the Saudis that have started to show up. They're the only reason they're there is because we're there. If we hadn't gone into Iraq, there wouldn't be any of those guys. The problem is we have forced freedom on a specific part of a region that wasn't ready for it. You know, everyone's like, well, America had their, America had to have freedom. Well, yeah, and you know what? When we decided we had enough of this bullshit, we took our freedom. It wasn't forced on us. Another government's idea of how things should be run weren't forced on us. We did it ourselves, and you know what? You know it took us 12 years to figure out how our own government should work?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had the Articles of Confederation as our first attempt at a central government. Actually, it was considered a decentralized government where the states had tons of powers. They realized that that was not going to work, so they drew up the Constitution. And the Constitution gave the balance, you know, and that's what you need is a balance. You're not going to get that, especially when you're dealing with parts of the world that religion dictates everything. You can't really have an effective government when you have more religion than government dictating your policy.
And look at it like this also. We forced democracy on a little tiny pocket surrounded by countries that don't have that freedom.
Exactly.
And don't want that freedom right now. So their choices are now to allow this government that basically opposes everything they stand for on a moral basis, or to go and try and blow everything up with, you know, bombs and shit like
regardless,
that.
Regardless, it's all about fucking control anyways.
Even if it's not about control, if you even buy into the reasons that our government lists why we're in there, we are, again, forcing democracy on a group of people that may want it but weren't ready for it. You know, and you've got Iran and Syria and all these other countries around that don't have democracy, and they're doing everything they can to destabilize that democracy. The other thing is, the United States, when we got our democracy, we didn't have anybody else around us. Mexico really didn't have much to do with the United States until the mid-1800s, I want to say.
Mid-1800s.
Canada hadn't even been settled yet. So we didn't have any other countries fighting around us. We had the beauty of having ocean and having wilderness. These guys don't have that. They have nuclear armed countries surrounding them
nearby, at least India,
Iran,
Pakistan.
Yeah, India, Pakistan, Iran, Israel.
I don't think Iran has a nuclear program. I mean, they have a program, but I don't think they quite have the bomb.
Well, they could honestly, they could probably make a dirty bomb if they wanted to.
Oh, yeah, anybody could.
But I mean, we got our freedom out of desire. They've got theirs out of political gain, and it just makes no sense for them. They need to figure out their own government and how they want it to work. If they want to be ruled by religious people, then let them. Let the people decide what they want. And the only way that that government that we're trying to install could possibly work would be if we went into Iran and Syria and Kuwait and Saudi Arabia and Egypt and Iraq and all of these countries at once and all told them, okay, now you're democracies. And it's never going to happen.
No, because we have too many good standings with these countries, Egypt and Saudi Arabia, and some of these
countries don't want a democracy.
You know,
and the
people
UAE, are perfectly
the United Arab Emirates. Though that's not a democracy.
No, it's a corporation that controls oil flow.
Yeah. Well, it's also, you know, it's sort of like a, well, I guess you can call it a neighborhood association.
Yeah.
The size of a state, you know?
If the people in these countries all kind of decided near about the same time that they wanted a real democracy and fought for it themselves, the government would last, and it would be built out of the people. This isn't built out of the people. This is built out of our need to force our ideas on other countries.
Yep.
And everybody, all Americans, like, oh, no, we're doing the right thing. But let's look at something for a second. There's a movie, Red Dawn.
Oh, God.
Where another country shows up, decides they don't like the way we're doing things.
The Russians invade America.
Take over. And we're fighting with terrorist and guerrilla tactics. Who here in this country is cheering for the Russians in that? No, we're cheering for the terrorists because they're Americans.
Yep, exactly. And you know what we're doing? And I think a lot of people forget that. It's like when you say we want to bring the troops home, they think that's we're not supporting the troops.
No, that's not
and
at all.
Mayan's been, I support the troops because I'd rather have them alive and fighting in our defense, not fighting in an offense. You know, do something more for our country. You're not doing this for our country when you're there. You're not doing anything for our country.
No, they're doing something for other countries and for corporations that exist outside of it. And it's just scary. You know, I've got friends that are over there right now, and I'd really like them to be home.
Alive.
Or in their respective bases stationed around the world,
uh-huh.
doing what we do best, standing there like a pit bull on a chain. Pit bull on a chain is a lot scarier than pit bull running around the yard, because once you watch the pit bull running around the yard, you soon learn where he likes to go and where he'll shit, and you just stay away from there.
Yeah.
Pit bull on a chain, he's going to pull on that thing in every direction possible because he wants out. Our government, our military, is that pit bull. If you're holding the chain, it's really fucking scary. But once the president lets go of that chain and we unleash, yeah, you're going to rip the living shit out of something for a while. Mm-hmm. But soon, that dog gets tired and needs to be redirected.
Right. So energies need to be refocused and whatnot. Now, one other interesting thing is the fact that we have such a political mess here. You know, we have a government that no one, I don't think anybody really is trusting anymore.
Well,
you know, everybody wants Gonzalez to quit because of all these firings of lawyers. Now, keep in mind, we fired how many lawyers this round? Eight?
Eight.
And Clinton fired how many?
At the end of his term.
At the end of his term.
It is not unusual for a president at the end of the term or going into a new term to just fire handloads upon handloads of these district attorneys. And these U.S. attorneys, it's not uncommon. What is uncommon is for it to happen right in the middle of an administration. It's even more interesting that the people who were appointed are personal friends of Bush mm-hmm. and Gonzalez. And one of the guys who was fired, it looks like he may have been fired for looking into an Arizona former Arizona representative's political backing from some corporations, not for anything else other than that. It's really looking scary. I mean, when you've got a bipartisan effort to oust Gonzalez, it's a safe bet he's getting launched.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
And Tony Snow today, he had surgery to have that stick removed from his ass, and we'll see if that helps at all.
You know, I was I got called by my agency earlier this week, and I'm the artist representative, as everybody knows, for an agency. So they call me to push the call to whoever wants to take it. They offered it to me first. They're like, yeah, we have a job. It's very conservative. And he kept saying how conservative it was. And I said, conservative with my orange hair, huh? I'm like, how conservative are they? Because I can get away with it with some clients. And he goes, well, they're pretty conservative. It's for the Democratic Party. It'd be for seven men plus Hillary Clinton. I was like, nope, sorry. You can pass that on because I refuse to do her hair and makeup. And it sucks because it would have been like 600 bones.
By the way, wow. did you get a phone call from anyone? No.
I got an email from your photographer friend, but I fucking forgot to respond.
You better respond. John's a nice guy. But no, he has your card on his desk. I've seen it there.
Speaking of photographers in my upcoming project, I put a photography submission up on my spankin' stupid space. And this friend of mine emailed me back, and I said in the bulletin, if you are interested, please email me at blah, blah, blah address. I want this and this and this. He emails me back on MySpace and says, what about me? I emailed him back, and I said, dude, did you read the post? I still need you to submit images. I want them like this and like that.
What about me? What about Raven?
In the email, the first fucking line says, oh, by the way, I have a lot of people knocking down my doors these days, and I really don't need to do this. I was just doing it to help you out. But I'm not saying I don't want to help if you want me to help you. And the photography...
isn't that good?
Not what I need. It's not what I want. It's not the lighting kit that I need regardless. And I'm just like, dude, seriously? Like, oh, if I knew...
You know, it's wonderful how many people want to... oh, I'm doing you a favor.
No, it's like... with freelance makeup, it's one thing, and I have to control myself, and right. It's all my own. Mm-hmm. I get it. I receive it. I do a good job regardless. But with this thing, people are so quick to try to be a part of it and right. love it, but the minute they're not, they hate it because I'm not giving them what they want. And regardless, yeah. I don't fucking care.
You're not giving them the control they think they want.
They're not yeah. getting the special attention anymore.
Special attention. You want special attention? I'll fucking tell you where to put it is what I'll do.
Can I nice. Have that attention, please?
And will you put it there for him?
No.
Okay.
Will you at least hold
what do you, them? What are you doing there, Murph?
I'm actually looking for something I saw earlier because she mentioned MySpace, and now I don't know if I'm going to find it or not. So
what?
It's something I saw on someone's MySpace, but I...
what?
What?
I can't... if I can't find
how
it, it's
rad
not
is
worth
the
it.
Flyer for my party tonight?
That is fantastic.
My friend made that for me. Because I hate Photoshop.
How do you hate Photoshop? Photoshop is awesome.
Because I'm a makeup artist. I'm not supposed to know how to... Oh, that was my tattoo.
Yep. You know what? You know what? We haven't really talked about your tattoo.
No, we haven't.
Haven't at all. As a matter of fact, let's...
It's time for a tattoo talk here on Spankwagon Radio.
Yay.
Are you going to go smack her in the tattoo?
No, don't. I'll fucking kill you.
That is a kick-ass tattoo.
I will so fucking grab your penis and pull it through your fucking...
Look at that. I got him in trouble and he didn't even have to do anything. No, Ginger's new tattoo goes from about her top of her shoulder, midway down her upper arm.
It's about 60-65% down to my...
Why don't you lift up your sleeve a little?
Show the boys at home. Let them get a little look. It is a creepy skeleton with wings holding a flaming heart. And what does the banner say underneath?
It says corazón.
Which means?
Heart in Spanish. It's basically my fallen angel heart on my sleeve. That is a bad picture. Try it again.
I'm turning down the
brightness. Ouch. Wow, can you see it? It's so swollen, too. Do you guys see how swollen it is?
It is. It's red and puffy.
Because of how my fucking retarded is my skin.
I heard semen will make it heal faster.
That's, yeah, I'll kill you, too. You think I'm fucking joking? So will my tattoo artist.
Little protein bath? No?
It's too bright.
By the way, the score on the UNLV game, for anyone who really cares, UNLV 31, Oregon is at 34. 2 minutes left in the first half. Yeah, I'm telling you guys, the end of the Georgetown game there, that was fucking crazy.
That's better.
Fantastic.
See, he
look
has
that.
Wings.
Yeah, check the webcam, guys. It's on there. It's really cool. It is a nice tattoo.
Somebody said, ew, nice. I don't think he was talking about my tattoo. Okay, I'm going to turn my arm so you can see the heart. Dude, it's going to be so scary when I get it fucking... Yeah, you can see how swollen it is in that picture. That's gross. Because I'm a redhead and I have, like, retarded fucking skin.
You've got that see-through translucent skin?
So see-through translucent. And when... When I scratch myself, it will raise up and welt. So, yeah, when I'm, yeah, guys really like to play with me because I end up having handprints on myself.
Can I give you a handprint on the ass?
No.
Damn it.
I already have bruises. Okay, I'll turn it the other way now. Oh my God, dude, it hurts to do this. So full. Like, it hurts to lift my arm up and do my hair.
That is, it's really cool.
He did a really good job.
And who was it who did that?
Dirk Verman, Pussycat Tattoo Parlor, owner, curator, and the curator of Pussycat Agogo. Is that what it's called? Yeah, he's got an art gallery. Yeah. He closed it, and I think he may be reopening it. He is
fantastic. Not the shop. He closed the art thing, right?
Yeah. And sweet. He also did the cover of my calendar for 2007. And he's rad. He's super fucking rad.
Oh yeah, I know Dirk. He's love. He's Dirk. Really cool. He's a smart guy too. He's the kind of scary guy. You sit down, you have a conversation with, and yeah.
I love how she answers her phone in the middle of the show.
I'm on the radio. I'll call you back.
I'm on the interweb.
Well, because I have the show at 8:30. I have to meet all the future Bettys for 2008 for the calendar that I did doing. And I have the show going on, and I have friends coming to the show. Yeah.
And don't forget.
By the way, Juice Nozzle said he'll hold your hair while you puke.
At Viva, there will
when
be
am
a
I gonna puke?
Pillow fight contest. That is awesome.
That would be kind of fun. So.
It is. So right. What do you got, Trent? You got to have something to talk about.
You know what I have? Okay. I think we established this a couple weeks ago. Boring and me are pretty much synonymous. Like, I am the most boring motherfucker on the planet.
Could we have Ginger come over here and spank you?
No.
No.
Ooh, but my shamrock glittery paddle's still in my car.
Ooh, fantastic.
See, you know, I am so boring, even, like, people don't even want to be around me. I'm so fucking boring.
Dude, that's not true.
How do people not want to be around you?
Because when I don't go out and do anything.
Are you going to come out tonight?
I may.
You will?
I may.
It's dinner.
Yeah.
At a new restaurant by our houseages.
Houseages? What's a houseages?
It's kind of near on the way home.
You know what? Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it.
You fucked hard.
Sorry, I made a commitment to the wife. I think I have to go home tonight. But yeah, so let's talk about some other things.
Well, I have nothing to talk about.
Can we talk boobies? About something we don't really... Boobies?
There's going to be boobies shown at the show tonight?
Are you sure there's going to be boobies shown at the show tonight?
It's a burlesque show. Along with bands. There's three bands. And Annabelle, it's her debut burlesque performance. October, holding the hatchet.
So are the boobies going to be free and exposed?
Pasties, yeah. They can't be fully nude.
Yeah, it's...
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Annabelle's going to be peeling... Oh, I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Nope, don't tease them. Guys, if you are in
Vegas...
She's going
to be peeling something off of herself to the tune of Deftones.
Nice.
Yeah, it's going to be my jism. So let's talk about... Well, let's talk about something we don't really get a lot of chances to talk about. And I know you guys aren't big sports fans, but there have been some interesting developments in the sports world this week. The Texans... signed Schwab, who could have been a great backup quarterback, and then as soon as they signed him, they cut Carr, like, in a heartbeat. They waited one day, and they cut the guy. It was pretty fantastic the way they did it. I'm not a huge fan of the Texans, but...
Do the Houston Texans have a fan?
They don't have a fan, and they don't even have... They've never had a winning record, and... Carr was the scapegoat for a lot of that. He completed 60% of his passes, but also threw 65 interceptions. It was sacked 249 times in 5 seasons. I don't know if you remember, but last year he actually had negative yards in one game. So, yeah, the Texans are trying for something. I think, personally, they should try and tank for like 10 years in a row and wind up with the greatest team of first picks ever, but it just won't happen. Something else that also happened this week. Let's see here. Oh, wow. There was a killing, which is kind of interesting. The white coach of the Pakistani team was killed in his hotel room after they died.
The white coach of the Pakistani team was killed in his room after they died.
I'm sorry, after they lost.
Okay, thank you.
And it has been ruled murder. It wasn't suicide. It wasn't accidental. He was strangled to death.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
The fun part is he's a Christian and his entire team are Muslim, I do believe. Muslim or Hindu, one of the two.
So in other words, someone from his own team killed him.
Yeah, it looks like he was killed by someone on the team. This will be interesting to see how it plays out.
What is this, soccer?
No, it's cricket.
Cricket?
Are you seriously talking? Okay.
Yeah, cricket is huge in Pakistan, India, the UK, a lot of the...
Fucking cricket?
Cricket's a fucking awesome game to watch. You should watch. It's not as much fun to watch as hurling, because hurling is just suicide for 90 minutes, but cricket can be a whole lot of fun.
This is fucking weird.
You know, the other thing I did want to talk about, and since it's... We can't talk about it next week because I'm not going to be here. Pro wrestling got real interesting this week. A couple things.
In the news, Eddie Guerrero.
Yep.
Name Eddie Guerrero is now tied in with the whole HGH or human growth hormone scandal.
Yep.
Along with a few other pro wrestlers.
Randy Orton, Edge.
Adam Copeland.
Rey Mysterio Jr. Yep. Greg Helms, and there's a couple of other names floating around out there.
But the autopsy came out as well that Eddie Guerrero pretty much, it was because of human growth hormone and the narcotic painkillers that was in his system.
Yeah.
That's what killed him.
That's kind of scary.
He had an enlarged heart.
Wait, who died?
Eddie Guerrero.
I thought he died a while ago.
He did. The full autopsy reports have finally come out.
Including toxicology.
Yeah, been made
public.
Did
you guys see the boobies I just posted on... The fucking chat room.
Stop the show!
Don't know how to post boobies.
Whatever, I just did it because I saw somebody do it and I don't know how to post boobies. I tried. Fuck off.
Right. Before, after.
Oh, that's dirty.
Our chat room's fun. I like our chat room. Everybody should go to it. Spankwagon on.
That's how you post boobies.
That's what I did.
No, you didn't.
Capital Y.
I did. Oh, whatever.
And yours are like fat boobies with little nipples. Anywho.
I like mine with giant areolas.
Apparently. So anyhow.
Like yours, Trench.
Oh, thank you.
So yeah, WrestleMania's coming up.
Mm-hmm. April 1st.
That's going to be a good one. Let's go to WWE.
I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, it's, you know, kind of meh. I don't know. I'm a wrestling fan, but I just, you know, I don't have to watch every show. And
you know, I got to say, you're not a wrestling fan. You're a TNA fan. There is a world of difference. I think you don't like the WWE product.
I used to.
But not anymore. And you're more into the TNA stuff now.
Yeah, I am.
Which is kind of interesting because you realize that Kurt Angle is charging $10,000 per booking.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Hey, he's a smart businessman.
He's falling apart.
My tattoo hurts.
$10,000 and he's not a smart businessman? $10,000. He's able to make that much money.
No, that's what he's charging. Didn't say anybody had paid it yet.
Well, obviously someone's paying it. TNA has them.
Well, no, they signed him to a contract. This
here's
is,
the thing.
This is
here's
his
the
independent
thing.
Booking for like,
here's
New
the
Japan.
Thing. Here's the thing. He's making a ton of money and working less dates. That's a bonus. Because he was working like constantly, like almost what, 5 days a week for WWE?
Mm-hmm.
You know, house shows and you know, the main shows and then the pay-per-views some weeks. He was working a lot. Now, what does he have to work? Really? Once a week? Twice a week? If that even?
Yeah. But his work ethic is showing that too. So let's.
Well, yeah, but you know, he's at that time where he's like, okay, I need to clean up. Maybe he got out because of the soon-to-be HGH report that's going to hit.
Yeah,
what?
As far as I'm concerned, pro wrestling, it's just like what happened in the 90s. If you remember, in the 90s, Vince McMahon came under fire because of all the steroid use in pro wrestling. Huge thing.
Oh, yeah,
I mean,
massive.
We're talking congressional hearing, huge. It's going to happen again. And, you know, Vince McMahon, it's his damn fault because he tried to institute that wellness policy and then ignored it. You know, in other words, if you're making the money for us, if you're a big draw, we're going to turn around and look the other way.
Yeah.
That's why you have people like Test who walk out.
Well, Test is no longer.
He's gone. But it's because he started copying an attitude.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, health and wellness policy, you're fired.
Yeah.
They knew all along he was on the fucking roids. You just had to look at him.
He was scary when
Test?
He got really bad. Yeah, Test. Test
like,
was huge.
His abs were so built up.
Wasn't he the one that was dating McMahon's daughter?
Well, character and storylines,
yes. Yeah. But, yeah, his abs were so big, they were bigger than his chest.
Yeah, his abs were actually sticking out about 3 inches from his chest. Yeah. And it was just ridiculous. You could tell something was physically wrong.
Okay, so let's run down the matches for WrestleMania 23. We've got Batista versus Undertaker for the SmackDown Championship.
Boring!
Yeah, who wants to watch Batista
Who's
wrestle?
Batista?
Big guy. Not all that fun to watch. He's not really charismatic.
He's boring.
Undertaker's rad, though.
Yeah, and he's 14-0 in WrestleManias. We'll see if this goes 15 or if he passes the torch.
He won't pass the torch, and especially not to Batista, because Batista has the charisma of my watch.
But Triple
Batista
H is...
Batista sounds like someone that serves coffee.
That's a barista. Triple H is pushing big for this.
Oh, Batista's is the Italian restaurant in town.
There you go. Triple H is pushing big for this because he's personally taking responsibility for Batista, you know, becoming the superstar that he honestly has become. Look,
you can call him anything you want. He's boring.
Exactly. We've got 3 minutes left, so let's run down the rest of these. We've got Cena versus Shawn Michaels, which guarantees to be a snooze fest. Cena can't carry Michaels for the entire match, and you know Michaels has to get his three big spots in.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it'd be great if there's a screw job, though, wouldn't it?
Oh, boy.
Then you've got the Battle of the Billionaires, which is going to be Umaga versus Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley is...
representing Trump, and Umaga representing Vince McMahon. The loser of that match, the billionaire gets his head shaved.
Yeah, Vince is getting his head shaved.
Oh, because
no one's getting their head shaved.
Oh, no one's getting their head shaved?
Because who is the special referee in that match?
Don't know.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Nice.
That means stunners all around, weird finish, and neither one of them are getting their head shaved. We'll see their big controversy on Monday night.
Isn't Stone Cold coming back?
You know, I hope he does.
What about his knees? Are his knees going to be back too?
I've heard his knees have actually healed quite a bit, and he's had a couple of surgeries on it.
I have to pee.
I know, so do I. then we've got the ECW Originals versus the New Breed. To run that down for you guys, that's going to be Sandman, Sabu, Tommy Dreamer, and Rob Van Dam. Versus Matt Stryker, Kevin Thorne, Elijah Burke, and Marcus Corvon.
Yeah, here's the thing with that, though. You know, this is the last hurrah for ECW.
Yeah.
After this, you know, whoever's going to win, it doesn't matter because the show is done.
Because we lose, yeah.
We all lose.
Yeah, Sabu and RVD, both their contracts are up this summer, and we know that they're probably already going to TNA.
And after the whole drug, the whole pot scandal with them earlier this year, or actually late last year, early this year, they're done. They're no longer.
I really would like to see Kevin Thorne move up a little bit. And, you know, I'm a big Tommy Dreamer fan, but I don't think that's going to have a whole lot to it. We've also got the Money in the Bank ladder match where you've got Randy Orton, Mr. Kennedy. Fit Finley, Matt Hardy, Jeff Hardy, Booker T.
Little Bastard.
CM Punk and Edge looking for that guaranteed shot within 1 year at the WWE title. I wouldn't be surprised if whoever wins it challenges Batista or the winner of the Shawn Michaels match right after their match. Because
Rico! That's the name of my uncle by marriage that wrestled.
Okay.
Okay.
We've also got
met him a couple times.
Yeah, we've got Melina versus Ashley in a women's championship match that right now is rumored to become a Lumberjill match. Then we've got Kane versus the Great Khali, the guy who can't speak versus the guy who can't wrestle. And what
you choose.
And what I'm considering to be probably the sleeper match that no one's really paying attention to, Chris Benoit versus MVP for the United States Championship. Any chance you get to watch the Vanilla Midget wrestle, it's always a good time.
Good point.
I'd rather watch Nacho Libre and watch the midgets. That
Nacho!
Libre. Hey, you over there. Go give me some corn. Send me some corn for later.
So, yeah, that's WrestleMania 23. Don't forget there is the induction ceremony for the Hall of Fame. And we'll see what other surprises. It is 4 hours this time. It starts at 4 p.m. Pacific. Yeah.
And on that note. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you for listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
Ginger.
And Big Daddy Decaf didn't even call in.
I know. I texted him. He didn't even call in. He was supposed to call in with updates on the basketball game.
He should get a lashing next time.
He should be abused by...
What's your name?
Toby!
He needs a beating like we used to give Chief. That's all I gotta say.
You know what? He needs a flare chop.
So, we got a lot of people to thank. First off, a big thank you to all of our syndicates. First off, LV Rocks, LVRocks.com. Hey, they even give us studio space. They're even cooler. Big thank you to Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, The Door from Hell, Door from Hell Radio, and Fox FM. And a big thank you and welcome to our brand new syndicate,
Showdown.net.
We really wanted them to call.
I wanted to talk to them.
Oh, well.
Guys, those of you that are listening, call next week. Or no, call the week after.
Hell, call.
Call, yeah. We would love to talk to you guys.
I don't know. I was talking about this earlier. You want the week off next week?
Sure, let's take the week off
next
week.
You want the week off next week?
Okay.
Next week, it'll be just me in the studio doing a show, not show.
Ooh.
A little bit more music. A lot less talk, actually. So next week, show, not show. Tune in. It's something a little different.
It's better than piss in your eye.
It's... Or razor blades to your toes or whatever it was earlier.
Or a syringe in your eye.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio. Remember, guys, if we're not live...
We're in the archive and we want to be your friend. Go to myspace.com/spankwagon.
Also, don't forget to spend 20 good dollars on a Lucky Betty catalog.
Calendar.
Lucky Better calendar. My bad. Myspace.com/
If it's a catalog,
Lucky
can
Betty's.
I order one of them?
Exactly. I'll take Miss March to go, please.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, we're done.
Retards,
out!